We met him early on. You know, we've kept the relationship. He has performed, actually, in a couple of WWE events. This is a unique fact. He is the only president of the United States to ever have been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Is Donald Trump the person and the friend to you different than the Donald Trump that the public sees on television?
Well, I've known the president, as I say, for now about 25 years, and I can tell you what he's always been to Vince and me. He has always been a loyal and trusted friend. And he is a very smart businessman. I've watched him grow his business. His sense of marketing promotion is very keen. We always enjoyed working with him.
You're hearing from a C-SPAN interview that dates back to June of 2017. That is Linda McMahon. And this was about 5 months into Linda McMahon's role as small business administrator during the first Donald Trump presidency term. Linda McMahon is being tapped to become the education secretary for the United States. If her nomination is approved, what's interesting about this is she would be replacing Miguel Cardona, which many of you probably know is a Connecticut native himself. He began his career in Meriden as a fourth grade teacher, former principal of Meriden's Hanover School, making him the youngest principal in the state at only 27 years old. And eventually he became our commissioner of education. The Connecticut State Department of Education. That was from 2019 during 2021 and right during the COVID years. He was then tapped, though, to become the education secretary for the United States during the Biden administration. Back to Linda McMahon, though. So with somebody who has a lot of deep ties to Connecticut, so does Linda McMahon. She is the former CEO of WWE, which, as you probably know, she and her husband, Vince McMahon, they founded that. And the headquarters are right here in Stamford, Connecticut. She also had two unsuccessful runs for a U.S. Senate seat in Connecticut, losing in both 2010 and 2012. So joining me now to talk about the significance of Linda McMahon potentially in this transitional team, CBS reporter Christopher Cruz is back. He's in Washington this morning and joins us to talk about the Trump transition team, but with a hyper focus on Linda McMahon. And welcome, Christopher. Glad to talk to you. We know that Linda is a longtime dear friend to the president-elect Donald Trump. But what is he saying about her in regards to this specific role serving in education for our country?
Well, it's a great question. I do want to say that her tenure as the head of the Small Business Administration, by pretty much every standard, was extremely successful. She showed that she knows how to operate a bureaucracy. But I'll tell you, I have not heard anybody say, other than that, you know, she was on the board, I believe, at Sacred Heart University. I have not heard anybody say, well, this is a person with deep ties to the education field. This is a person who the president-elect trusts, a person who has shown that she can handle. I mean, if you can handle pro wrestlers. I'll tell you, you may not know this about me, but in the mid-80s, I worked at the World Wrestling Federation.
No way. So we've got the perfect person to talk to, Christopher. I mean, I knew I liked you, but my God, you're perfect for this. This is great. I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, I was brought in actually just to do public relations for WrestleMania 1, which we just called WrestleMania. Wow. It was a very small company then. I didn't have a lot of contact with Linda. Most of my contact was with Vince. But Linda immediately impressed me as somebody who was fearless, who was tough, who was compassionate, who was fair, and who was loyal. And I think so. The last word I got was that she spent about $100 million of her own money from the WWE stocks on those two unsuccessful Senate campaigns.
She did.
In a blue state. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, is respectful of that. And I think that she is willing to go into an organization to run that organization, whether it's professional wrestling or the SBA or the Department of Education. I would say parenthetically that it's kind of like virtue signaling when any Republican presidential candidate says, I'm going to eliminate the Department of Education. It's virtually impossible to do that. I don't think it's going to be the case here, but it gets votes and that's okay. But you can hobble the department. You can limit the number of new people hired. You can eliminate a number of departments. You can transfer a number of the agencies within the department. So will she close down the Department of Education? I don't think anybody thinks she will, but she will run it the way that the president-elect wants it run. They're very loyal to one another.
They are. And in fact, I believe when she was doing her tenure with small business, his first go around in the office, my understanding was she was the cabinet member who had the longest relationship, friendship, I should say, with Donald Trump. So I would imagine that still stands, maybe not. But she and her husband have very, very deep connections to Donald Trump, really from his business days, you know, well before he ever got into politics. As she mentioned in that clip, that was 2017. She said, we've been friends for over 25 years. What I do think is interesting, she did spend, I believe it was a year or two on the Connecticut Board of Education. So I do know she's dabbled in education a little bit. She's definitely more, I would say, of like a business mogul, as you mentioned, Christopher, earlier in this conversation. What I believe one of the reasons that Donald Trump, one of the reasons I think he picked her was, if people don't know, Linda McMahon is a religious woman. She is somebody who at 13 years old, she met her husband. Actually, he was 16. They met at church. They are as old school as they come. I mean, they've been together for well over 50 years. So this is the only man she's ever loved, the only person she's ever been with. They are Christians. And I'm wondering if that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump wants her in this position, because I think he was quoted even saying that she is a fierce advocate for parents' rights. And we have certainly seen in the last decade a lot of changes in the schools, whether that is with gender identity, whether that is with, you know, a lot of different, I'd say, transgender athletes. I mean, we've seen a lot of things happening in the education sector nationwide. And I'm wondering if that's a big reason why he tapped her for this role.
You make a good point. There is no doubt that she has a strong moral foundation, and she does not differ from him in terms of his goals. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's Christian, and the fact that she, you know, she ran the SBA for 4 years with not a hint of a scandal. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's looking to her to be a figure who can run a department and not bother him. I mean, that's one of the big problems with presidents, is that you just want these cabinet secretaries to run their departments and not come, you know, produce all these problems.
Right.
I would tell you, I thought it was very interesting in the Washington Post. The long knives are out for a lot of the cabinet secretaries among official Washington. And there was a story this morning about Linda McMahon, and it talked about all the scandals within the WWE. It was brutal. It won't stop her from being, both nominated and confirmed. But it's clear that official Washington wants people to know that whoever she is now, here is who she used to be.
Mm. Well, I mean, and we're seeing that everywhere. But honestly, I mean, the timing of her nomination, you know, because I know the scandals you're talking about, drug use in WWE. I remember it very, very clearly. Again, as I was born in Stanford. So WWE is something very near and dear to our hearts here. Mm. But Christopher, I do know, I mean, the timing of her nomination is coming, you know, while she's, I kind of want to say, any doubts towards her are sort of, I would say, in the shadows of Matt Gaetz. I mean,
absolutely.
She, you know.
I mean, I think this thing is going to fly through. The Democrats are going to say, well, are you intending to destroy the department?
Mm.
And, you know, she's probably going to say no, or she's going to say, I'm going to follow the directives of the president. But no, this is one of those kind of sort of conventional cabinet nominations that I think official Washington want from any president and
right.
have not gotten so far from the president-elect.
Mm. I was going to say, the one thing I will say is, yeah, she was in a deep blue state when she ran two unsuccessful races. But I will say she is somebody who is liked on both sides of the aisle. That is certainly something that she's respected. You know, you don't have to agree with her, but I think she'll bring a little bit of calmness, if you will, in a very divided nation right now. She brings sort of a calmness that we, as you mentioned, we aren't really seeing in a lot of the picks, but we certainly aren't even seeing, you know, I'd say, you know, being tied to Donald Trump. So I don't
agree completely.
Right?
And you know, anybody who can run the World Wrestling Federation or World Wrestling Entertainment, anybody who can succeed in professional wrestling, the Department of Education is not going to be much of a challenge for
mm-hmm.
her.
Yeah, she is dynamite, certainly. Christopher Cruz, always appreciate getting your perspective. Thank you so much for what you do at CBS and for joining us here on Melissa in the Morning.
Glad to do it anytime, Melissa. Thank you.
You're the best. Christopher Cruz, again, our CBS reporter, who is live for us in Washington with the very latest and one of those picks for the Trump transition team. Very deep ties to us here in Connecticut. That is Linda McMahon.